And I'm Graham Pasco, continuing the morning music program for you.
One night I was late, came home from a date, slipped out of my shoes at the door. Then from the front room,
Rock and Roll Waltz, a number one hit for K-Star in 1956.
They're not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here, as blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here, and the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. wish you were here. Why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
Eddie Fisher sang Wish You Were Here, written by Harold Rome as the title song for a New York production in 1952.
Far away places with strange
and if they do the trick, pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown.
Roses for a Blue Lady, written by Sid Tepper and Roy Brodsky, sung by the Melbourne-born singer Frankie Davidson. It was a hit in 1949 for Vaughan Munro and then for Wayne Newton in 1965. Good songs last forever, don't they? And before that, Faraway Places, sung by Margaret Whiting with the Crew Chiefs and Frank Duval's orchestra, song written by Joan Whitney and Alex Kramer.
By the old mull mine pagoda, looking eastward to the sea, there's a Barmagella setting, and I know she thinks of me. For the wind is in the palm trees, and the temple bells they say, come you back, you British soldier, come you back to Mandalay, come you back to Mandalay, come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay. Can't you hear the paddles chunking from up like thunder out on a China, cross the bay? Ship me somewhere east of a Suez, where the best is like the worst, where there ain't no Ten Commandments, and a man can raise a thirst. For the temple bells are calling, and it's there that I would be, by the old mull mine pagoda, looking lazy at the sea. Looking lazy at the sea. Come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay. Can't you hear the paddles chunking from Rangoon to dawn comes up like thunder out of China, cross the bay?
Scottish tenor Kenneth McKellar, recorded on the road to Mandalay in 1963. The song had been written back in 1907 by Ole Speaks, with lyrics by Rudyard Kipling. In June 1956, the motion picture version of The King and I was released. I wonder if you can remember who were the two stars, the male and female leads, in the motion picture version of King and I. The American soprano Bernadette Peters recorded one of the songs from that score.
This is a man who thinks with his heart. His heart is not always wise. This is a man who stumbles and falls, but this is a man who tries. This is a man you'll forgive and forgive and help and protect as long as you live. He will not always say what you would have him say, but now and then he'll say something wonderful. The thoughtless things he'll do will hurt and worry you. Then all at once he'll do something wonderful. He has a thousand dreams that won't come true. You know him when he's wrong, and tell him when he's strong, he is wonderful. He'll always need your love, and so get your love. A man who needs your love can be
Something Wonderful from The King and I was sung by the American soprano Bernadette Peters, and the stars of the motion picture version were Deborah Carr and Yul Brynner.
First time looked you, them their eyes. You've got a certain way you're flirting with them their eyes. You make me feel so happy, you make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart's stubborn, solid jumping, them there rise. You better look out, babes, if you wise, oh wise. Sparkle, bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. Oh baby, them there rise.
Sweet Georgia Brown, played by the band of Earl Hines. It was preceded by Them Their Eyes. A male vocalist sang with Lester Young's orchestra, both songs composed by Maceo Pinkard. Normally at about this time of my program each week, I play a recording by a singer who might not normally be represented, my singer of renown, as the term that I use, borrowed from an old radio program presented on ABC Radio decades ago by John Carger. My singer of renown this week was born in Brisbane in 1950. She became a leading performer in Australian musical theatre from the 1970s. She was classically trained in singing and in dancing, and especially noted for roles in Stephen Sondheim musicals. She's also sung in the United Kingdom and the USA. I refer to Geraldine Turner.
Are you okay, old friend? What do you say, old friend? Are we or are we unique? Time goes by, everything else keeps changing. You and I, we get continued next week. Most friends fade, or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, and in a pinch, sure, they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss, old friend? Here's to us, who's like us, damn few. So, old friend, fill me in slow, old friend, start from hello. Something good, friends, point out your lies, whereas old friends live and let live. Good friends like and advise, whereas old friends love and forgive. Charlie, nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. God knows things were easy.
Losing My Mind and Old Friends, written by Stephen Sondheim for the musical production Follies in 1971. And the singer was the Australian soprano Geraldine Turner.
A little white cottage
Smiling Through, sung by Nelson Eddy, was written by the American composer Arthur Penn in 1919. It was used in several movies over many decades, from the 1920s to the 1940s. And I played that recording because today's the anniversary of the birth in 1901 of Nelson Eddy. Earlier I played a Tony Bennett duet with Joanne. This time it's with the British singer and entertainer George Michael.
Music playing. How do you make it last? How do you keep a song from fading too fast?
To someone and never lose your way. How do you not run out of new things to say?
And since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear a name. I love the more that I'm afraid that in her eyes I may not see forever.
Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music
recording of How Do You Keep the Music Playing by Tony Bennett and George Michael was released in 2006. The song had been written back in 1982 by Michel Legrand with lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman.
Ba, 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 ba. Just like magic when we kiss.
silent prayer. And thank him for the love we share. He blessed the night we met in London town, when London Bridge came tumbling down.
Joe Stafford was accompanied by the orchestra of Paul Weston in that recording of On London Bridge, written in 1956 by Sid Tepper and Roy Bennett. In 1964, Bing Crosby appeared in one of the very last motion pictures in which he starred. Well, he actually co-starred with Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin. The film was called Robin and the Seven Hoods. It was set in gangland Chicago in 1928, sort of a spoof on one of the gangster films of that era. And one of the songs in the show was Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z.
That sure spells booze.
You will wind up wearing tattered shoes if you mess with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with Mr. Booze. Don't mess with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with D-double-O-Z. If you've been so stiff they thought you'd die, you'll feel better once you testify. Testify.
Testify.
Testify.
I want to
testify.
Well, then cleanse yourself, my child. Cleanse yourself. Brothers and sisters, I happen to know this poor unfortunate soul and the fight she's waging against sin. That old devil hooch has turned her into the unsightly person you see before you. Give us your testimony, my child.
Well, it all began with Daddy.
Yeah?
He said drink helped him stay alive.
Yeah?
Do you know how old he was when he died?
No.
He was 25.
No, no. No.
That's why I gotta come clean.
Why?
Because I'm already 17.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame?
What's his name?
We know his name. His name is Mr. Booze. Mr. Booze, Mr. B-double-O-Z, don't ever choose. Any game you play with him, you lose. So don't mess with Mr. Booze.
If your head feels like it's 2 miles wide, you'll feel better once you testify. Testify.
Oh, yeah.
Testify.
I want to testify. I want to testify.
Well, come forward, dear brother, come forward. You see here, ladies and gentlemen, a man who just last year was the United States Olympic heavyweight wrestling champion. Here he is, just a shadow of his former self, wasted in health, ravaged by sin. Oh, give us your testimony, dear brother.
I was cruel, and I was mean.
He was mean.
I was a no-good pickpocket.
A no-good pickpocket.
And then, you see, gin got me in its clutches there.
Sin got him in his clutches.
No, gin, I say, Reverend.
Gin, oh, I didn't hear the first part.
Oh, and that's why I needs forgiving.
Why?
Because my hand shakes so much now, I can't even make a living.
That's a shame.
What a shame.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame? His name is Mr. Booze. Mr. Booze, Mr. B-double-O-Z. You must refuse. You'll make the obituary news if you mess with Mr. Booze. If you've been so stiff that thought you'd die, you'll feel better once you testify. Testify. Oh, yeah.
Testify.
Oh, yeah.
I want to testify. Oh. I want to testify.
Man, you don't have to.
Oh, but I want to.
Oh, let the bum testify.
Okay, then put down that demijohn and come up forward here and let us lead you on the path of righteousness. Not long ago, brothers and sisters, this helpless soul was the foremost brain surgeon in this grand and glorious country. Success was smiling down upon him. Well, go ahead now, tell us your story. Don't be afraid to step right in.
Let me tell. You see, I use spirits for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah.
I manufactured it for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah.
Then I started drinking what I manufactured until I drank myself out of a hell of a business for medicinal purposes only.
That's right.
Now, alcohol makes a big man small and can lead to a life crime.
Demon rum makes a gin a bum and you can cash in before your time.
Bootleg gin puts you in a spin till you don't even know your name.
Your basket case flat on your face is only one guy to blame.
Oh, Mr. Booze, Mr. Booze, Mr. B-double-O-Z. Don't ever choose, cause you'll wind up wearing tattered shoes if you mess with Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze now.
Oh, Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with D-double-O-Z, cause that spells booze, and you gotta lose with Mr. Booze.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess around with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with Mr. Booze.
Oh, what
Mr.
are you saying
Booze.
Now?
Don't mess with Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze, sung by Crosby, Sinatra, Davis Jr. and Martin, and written by Van Heusen and Kahn.
Come to me now that I have found you. Come to me, wrap my love around you. Look in my eyes. Caress me. My desire is that you possess me.
Johnny Mathis, and I didn't realise that that was the title of a television production from 1957, the song written by Peter Lind Hayes and Robert Allen. Johnny Mathis and the song Come to Me. I hope you've enjoyed my selections of music. I'll be back, of course, next Monday for the morning music programme.